This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Modern Bounty Hunters, Posses, and Deputies. In yet another fragment of the power and responsibility of the state, we're seeing repeated issues where our very modern, post-scarcity, technocratic state is a version of a wilder west being torn asunder and yet a new deputation to unqualified citizen posses and vigilante groups. Front page example is the battle over citizen enforcement of the latest effort branded in Texas and potentially running roughshod over red states elsewhere that ask citizens to report any of their neighbors who might be seeking an abortion or doing anything to assist someone from obtaining an abortion. The credit for this mischief and mayhem is going to a conservative lawyer who has devised a way for states to keep from being enjoined to maintain Roe versus Wade standards by claiming the state is not a party in enforcement, the citizens are. Isn't this near the height of neoliberalism, where public services and responsibilities are being not only privatized but atomized to nameless citizens, advocates, and nonprofits on both sides of the issue to somehow sort it all out? Ride-hailing services, masters of the exploitive gig economy, tried to get some favorable press by saying they would pay the legal fees of any of their drivers who might be caught in this snare. This was a somewhat gratuitous commitment on their part, because although they are right that a driver would have been clueless about where someone crawling in the back seat might be going, the company is still throwing the driver to the anti-abortion vigilantes, just saying that they will be somewhat behind the scenes to support their so-called independent contractor. We've discussed the modern bounty hunters before. They include the way that the SEC can compensate whistleblowers who uncover corporate malfeasance with a percentage of the fines if a company is held liable. Other programs also require citizen action to report hospitals not submitting their pricing data on their websites, customers filing with the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau on any array of issues, all of us who report violations of wildlife and fish rules, and many other instances. It's a fine line we're walking. We want citizen participation and involvement, but to deputize citizens as the primary, if not only, enforcement mechanism goes too far. On the other hand, we don't want a situation where the state is abdicating its responsibilities and, worse, reducing its capacity by sloughing the whole thing off on the citizenry, often incapable of handling the weight. Recently, friends fell into a conversation about the various ways that airlines and air flight attendants were being asked to force compliance with federal and airline mandates on mask wearing. The airlines have made vaccinations mandatory for their staff, so they're clear about their priorities, but that doesn't mean that they're protecting them as mask police on flights. More than 700 instances are being investigated by the FAA now, and there are 4,000 reported passengers who have refused attendant directives. On a flight, though, the individual attendant has to decide the risk and rewards of enforcement without a change in pay or grade. Is this citizen-deputized society really where we're going to go? Are we going to like what we find when we get there? I'm not sure. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.